Hi, Ahen. How are you?
Hi. Not good. I'm on the bus.
How was that?
I don't know. This woman, she bumped into me and she said, you turned up late for our carval and her and her boyfriend are screaming at me.
Who was that?
I don't know. She won't stop screaming at me.
Whereabouts?
So I'm on the bus.
Is a woman on the bus?
Uh-huh, her and her boyfriend.
Ask her name, put her on the phone.
Her boyfriend's screaming and calling me an idiot and calling you names I'm not going to repeat.
Right, put him on.
My dad wants to speak to you.
Oh, is that a valid guy? Aye, all right. You're a valid guy, aye?
Aye, who's that?
Aye. You're the guy who never turned up for my missus, eh? Turned up late.
Who are you, first of all, so I can find out who you are? When I was meant to come?
I was meant to get a refund or something, you know what I mean? The motor was a state. My missus is raging here. David guy.
Aye.
Aye, that's you, aye. I knew I recognised your daughter. I'm Stevie, aye. Man.
Stevie where?
Stevie for Crookston. Remember you did my bird's motor and you turned up late?
No, mate, I've never done a motor in Crookston. I think you've got the wrong guy.
No, I think it's definitely you, mate. You're in denial, pal. I know, I get that.
So why are
right.
you shouting at my daughter? Why don't you get off the bus, mate, and I'll come on to you in noon? We'll sort it out, me and you.
You're going to bring your cell and your chamois. You can clean the motor now, eh? You're all talking now. It's like, oh,
I'm not going to clean your motor at all, mate. I'll wipe you out, Tell me where you are and I'll come and get you the noon. Me and you'll sort it out, man to man.
I'm on the bus, Dafty.
Wait, don't call me a Dafty, mate. Right, why don't you get off the bus and wait at a bus stop then and I'll come and see you?
Right, what are you talking about, bird? She's the one that you messed about.
Right, put her on.
Hi.
Who are you talking to? You winding up my boyfriend?
No, I'm not winding up your boyfriend.
Are you?
Oh, listen, you're keen cheek to my wee lassie. It's got nothing at all to do with my lassie.
It has if you're our dad.
So how's it got something to do with her?
Because you're our dad and you're obviously messing people about.
What are you doing on a bus if you've got a motor anyway?
She can't drive it because it's dirty, Dafty.
Oh, off, mate. Put my daughter back on.
Because you never even turned up to fix it anyway. Put that daft, stupid wee lassie back on, right?
Hi, Dad.
Caitlin, who is it?
He wants me to stay in Ashford. I have to clean his car for him. I don't know what to say to him. Should I clean his car?
No, don't be silly.
It'll just Caitlin, solve the problem.
It will only solve the problem. I'll solve the problem. I'll knock his teeth down his throat.
Oh, it's all right, mate. Right, listen. The wee lassie's going to clean the motor. It's fine.
The wee lassie's going to clean the whole motor, mate.
Have you got, like, a chamois or a bucket she can use or something, man?
No, your wife, mate. It's a show she is.
Oh, that's a bit much, isn't it? Oh.
What were you saying?
Calling you a hen. Are we going to get a refund or what's going to happen here?
You're getting all, mate. You're getting your teeth knocked right down the back of your throat, mate, when I find out who you are.
Is that all right? Right.
So you're getting your teeth knocked right down your throat for free, damn.
So you're not going to fix the motor at all then?
No, I'm doing f*** all with the motor.
Right.
Listen, don't annoy me, right? Get off the bus and tell me what bus stop you're at and I'll come to the bus stop.
You want to speak to this idiot, aye? Aye. Right. My bird wants to speak to Dafty, all right?
Listen, you've got a reputation.
A reputation for what?
For being late and no turning up. How can you run a business like that?
Oh, I get through life brilliantly, actually. I've got three houses and two motors and two vans.
Three houses, huh? All right, well, listen, we'll just leave it then, mate, eh?
No, we won't be leaving it at all, mate. I'm going to find out who you are. Put my lassie back on a minute.
All right.
Hi, Dad.
Caitlin, get off with him and tell me to follow him and tell me where you are. Keep on the phone to me and tell me where you are, because I'm going to knock his face in.
I'm not following him.
What does he look like? How old is he?
He's young and very handsome, tell him.
He's young and very handsome.
Caitlin, this better not be a wind-up.
See if this is one of those make-your-dad-mad calls.
Caitlin, don't believe you've done that.
David!
It's make your dad mad, Dad.
Well, Caitlin, guess what?
What?
No dig money this week. That's £100.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Lovely speaking to you both.
Thanks. Bye.
Well, call me Caitlin. Bye.